This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. AP correspondent Charles De La Desma reports the aid group hit by a purported Israeli attack is suspending deliveries in Gaza.
An apparent Israeli airstrike that's killed six international aid workers with the World Central Kitchen and their Palestinian driver is a potentially major setback to efforts to deliver aid by sea to Gaza. The food charity says it's immediately suspending operations in the region. Footage shows the bodies, several wearing protective gear with the charity's logo, at a hospital in the central Gaza town of Deir al-Balah. The source of fire late Monday could not be independently confirmed. The Israeli military says it's conducting a review. I'm Charles De La Desma.
Suspected Israeli warplanes bombed Iran's embassy in Syria as well, and Tehran said seven military advisors were killed, including three senior commanders. Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston.
The target, according to Iranian state media, was top Revolutionary Guards commander Mohammad Reza Zahedi. He had been a senior commander in Iran's elite Quds force, the Corps' overseas arm, according to the guards. Iran's ambassador to Syria, Hossein Akbari, said Tehran's response would be harsh. Syria's foreign minister condemned the attack. Its state media cited a military source saying Israel launched the attack from the occupied Golan Heights and that its air defense system shot down some of the missiles. The strike appeared to signal an escalation in Israel's war against Iran's regional proxies.
That's Reuters' Angela Johnston reporting. Russia's top security agency said Monday it has broken up what it called a terrorist cell in southern Russia, whose members had provided weapons and cash to suspected attackers of the Moscow concert hall. The Federal Security Service said that it detained four suspected members of the cell in the Russian province. This is VOA News. North Korea fired a suspected intermediate-range ballistic missile into the sea off its east coast Tuesday. That's according to South Korea's military, in a move that sparked immediate condemnation from the leaders of South Korea and Japan. Reuters' Devi Rajaram reports.
North Korea has tested similar technology before. However, the South's military says Tuesday's launch appears to be related to a new intermediate-range hypersonic missile powered by a solid-fuel engine that was fired from Pyongyang at around 7 a.m. local time. They said the missile flew about 372 miles before plunging into the sea. Kim Jong-un oversaw a ground test of such an engine last month. Solid-fuel missiles do not need to be fueled immediately ahead of launch and are often easier and safer to operate. It could make these weapons harder to detect.
That's Reuters' Devi Rajaram reporting. The Port of Baltimore opened a temporary channel on Monday, freeing some tugs and barges that had been trapped by last week's bridge collapse. But officials said wider restoration of commercial shipping remained frustrated by unyielding conditions. More from Reuters' Ryan Brooks.
Efforts are underway to remove the wreckage, but it's no easy task. Officials say it's so tangled that it's hard to know where to cut. Recovery workers needed 10 hours to free and remove one 200-ton piece of debris. And they described that as a relatively small lift. The Coast Guard says the situation is even worse underwater, where visibility is limited by the sheer volume of debris. That all leaves officials unwilling to estimate how long the clear-up could take. On Friday, U.S. President Joe Biden will get a first-hand look at the problem when he visits the area. The administration is working with Congress to ensure that the federal government pays to rebuild the bridge.
That's Reuters' Ryan Brooks reporting. Heavy gunfire erupted Monday in the downtown area of Haiti's capital as police battled gang members near the National Palace for several hours. Local media reported that at least one policeman was shot after he and other officers were forced to flee an armored car that was later set on fire. Scores of people were trapped by the gunfire in downtown Port-au-Prince, while dozens of others managed to flee. One man who declined to provide his name out of fear for his life told the Associated Press that he was stuck for 5 hours until police rescued him. A judge has refused to toss out a tax case against Hunter Biden, moving the case closer to the possible spectacle of a trial as his father campaigns for another term as president. The U.S. District Judge denied 8 motions to dismiss the charges against accusing President Joe Biden's son of a 4-year scheme to avoid paying $1.4 million in taxes while living an extravagant life.